Puppy poops, doggy duty, stinkers, whatever you call them, you know you don't want to scoop it. Keep your yard clear of the mess when you call Duty Calls. Visit DODYcalls.com and we'll scoop the poop. Duty
Calls! This program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this March 9th, 2022. And boy, do we have a lot to discuss tonight. Indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance still going. And, well, we have their standing guard over his hero on the board, none other than the mighty Andrew.
Good evening, Pastor, and I'm glad to hear you.
All righty, it's good to be back. Yeah, it's been tough, but we whooped him. You hear that, Fauci? One of these days, Fauci, me and you. All right, let me see. We have two of my favorite ladies in the whole wide world with me tonight, and two of the real pretty ladies, too, at that. Anyhow, we have Jan Porter and Wendy Wilson. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Pastor. So glad to be with you, and I'm so glad you're back and feeling better.
Me too. Wendy?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening. Glad to hear you're there.
Well, I'm glad that you're here with us, too. Jan, you know, we got to start off kind of starting off on a sour note tonight. And do you know what that is? You know what happened in Maryland today, don't you?
Fill me in. I've been on the road.
Maryland passes law to allow infanticide up to 28 days after birth. And let me play this for you. It's like the new norm in America is evil. Evil, okay? I want to play just a short clip to you here.
Humanity has awoken to the fact that iodine in our bodies. We have the best iodine you're going to find anywhere.
The pro-trans pregnancy bill would legalize infanticide for 28 days after birth, Maryland lawyer warns. This story from Valiant News by Tom Papert from the ACLJ. In this case, we are prepared to point out that in our testimony, the bill also proposes a revision of the fetal murder and manslaughter statute that would serve to handcuff the investigation of infant deaths unrelated to abortion. In other words, this bill will effectively legalize infanticide. The exact language of the bill states, quote, "This section may not be construed to authorize any form of investigation or penalty for a person experiencing a perinatal death related to a failure to act." Emphasis added. In other words, a baby born alive and well could be abandoned and left to starve or freeze to death. That's what perinatal death refers to. And nothing could be done to punish those who participated in that cruel death. And you need to defend your civilization against the onslaught of this cancer of progressivism, liberalism, and globalist brainwashing.
Okay, I've got to stop there. The commercial jumped in on that article. But anyhow, this is just... You know, again, it's like the new normal in this country is evil. It's pure evil. So, do you know what we need to do? We need to start tonight's radio program off with a prayer. And, do you know, there's much, much power in prayer, much power. The challenge is to convincing people listening to us all across America and in Canada and in Mexico. There are people listening to us right now. And if they would join, see, there's power in that prayer. and if they would join in with us. I want to pray that God would bring that wicked, wicked, like we did before with that New York. And of course, New York, she's had her problems. Because of the wickedness when it passed that same thing in New Jersey too. But we want to pray to this and that God would bring those bloody people, every single wicked person in that Maryland legislature, that God would bring them to repentance, no matter what it takes to bring those wicked people to repentance, and they undo the wickedness that they did, okay? So, ladies, are you ready to pray with me?
Sure.
I am. Pastor, I want to ask you, though, I'm searching right now through the articles. I'm having a hard time finding. This passed the Senate, but did it pass the House as well? Is that right?
Yeah, it was signed into law. Became the law. Okay, America passes law, too. Let me see here. I'm trying to. Let me get this article back up for you. Okay.
Senate Bill 669 is what I've got.
Yeah, let me see. I'm going to try it all over here again with this. excuse me. Okay. I'm looking for the bill. What do you have Senate Bill 669?
669 is what I see. Yeah.
Okay, here's what the article is. Maryland passes law supporting infanticide. Okay, so that passes law. Pardon?
Passes law sounds like it's law. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what it says. So Maryland passes law to allow infanticide up to 28 days after birth. So.
Wow. God help us. Let's pray.
Yep, let's do that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we gather before you right now, as a people in America, Lord, we would ask, Father God, Lord, that you gave us one nation under God. Gave us one nation under God, and you blessed this nation abundantly, more greater than any nation in the world. And Lord, some of us have fought our lives trying to keep this nation that way, keep her great because she was good, and make her good again. So, Father God, we know of ignorance and apathy, people that just, well, they just kind of didn't care. And so, Father God, if we look what's happening. So, Lord God, I would just ask that your people would petition you right now that whatever it takes, that wicked, 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 wicked Maryland, and I would challenge any one of those wicked people, if there was any Maryland legislator on there that had the guts, the courage, the even an ounce of decency to come on this radio program, Lord, that they would, I would love to have them, but I don't suspect that'll happen. So, Lord God, I would pray whatever it takes that you bring them to their bloody faces, bleeding, Lord, and repentance for the wickedness and the evil that they have done to the innocent unborn children. And, Lord, I pray, too, that you would raise up men and women, true American, strong people. Lord, we don't need no rhinos. We're so tired, Father God, of being betrayed. We're so tired of being sold down the drain. Lord, we want leaders to lead us, not stab us and bleed us. Statesmen and not politicians. Lord, give us some people to help us bring this nation back to one nation under God, to honor you as you should be honored in all things and not dishonored the way this wicked country has dishonored you. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let me ask you guys something. You know that these people, they were laughing in New York, and they said, well, you know, you prayed that prayer that God would punish us. Well, a lot of things happened in New York. Remember the vax ports and all of those things that happened in there? And there's some good people. For the good people, God spared that wicked city. But believe me, she's still on the radar. I wouldn't want to live in New York, tell you the truth. Because of its wickedness and evilness there. Same thing with New Jersey. But what nation do you think amongst all nations has won the highest abortion rate? The highest abortion rate and one of the highest crime rates in the world. What do you think it is?
United States?
Go with Russia. U.S., but I go with Russia.
Okay. Actually, you'd both be wrong. It's Ukraine. Ukraine has one of the highest abortion rates. Highest, and Ukraine, folks, is It's what it is. It's so filled with dark money, money laundering. It's a money laundering country, and the corruption in the government. It's like the Bidens ran the whole country. I mean, that's how corrupt it is. It is really corrupt. And do you think that the people, the innocent people, seem to be paying a price for the corruption of the wicked, huh?
Yeah.
Now, you notice something, you know, a week ago, you know, we were talking about the five bio labs in Ukraine that that are corrupt, Department of Defense, that are corrupt, are very, very corrupt, are very, very corrupt Department of Defense had going over there a week ago. Well, guess what was the big news tonight on Fox News? The bio labs, you're right. And praise God for Tucker Carlson. At least there's somebody else out there, and Alex Jones, that has the guts to do what we're doing here. And I praise the good Lord for that. Anyhow, you know, that has right to do with what we're, with our program here for tonight. And Jan, you might want to just stick, because this has to do with what you're doing, but go ahead and tell the folks, tell the folks about what's happening on Friday morning, and tell the folks who, what you're running for.
Sure. Friday morning, which is the day after tomorrow, we're having a breakfast in Medina at the Weymouth Country Club with David Barton. Most people know David Barton as the founder of Wall Builders. He's going to fill people in on what we're allowed to do. It seems like Christians have been on the sidelines, told that they have to remain silent during the election on the moral issues that the Bible speaks about. Not so. And David Barton is coming. And I would invite, there's still one more day to get your tickets. If you go to F like faith, the number 2, A like action, .org. If you get them by, I think, noon tomorrow, you can get your tickets in by noon tomorrow at F2A.org. You can bring your pastor. I just encourage you, bring your pastor so that they can be informed about the fact that they don't have to remain silent. There is not a gag rule on pastors. You still have the freedom of speech, and you can use it. He'll tell you how to use it and how to make the most use of it. So that's this Friday at the Weymouth Country Club. It's on Weymouth Road in Medina. It's at 7:30 in the morning. Breakfast will start at 8, but show up early. He's going to have a lot of materials there with him. I'm also going to be speaking. And yes, Pastor, I'm speaking more than just about the heartbeat bills and how we're going to end abortion what else we're doing to fight for liberty, because I threw my hat in the ring, because I don't believe we can go through another election cycle with people that have nothing but slogans. They've got a lot of slogans. They all sound like they're saying the right things. But the only way, I've learned, the only way to tell the real from the rhino is action. And that is really what I believe I bring to the table. Not only the last decade, 12 years now, working on heartbeat bills. You want to talk about success. What we've done is what they said couldn't be done, and it's through the grace of God. But in Texas, I have the fortune to be able to recruit the Texas sponsor of that heartbeat bill that now saves 40,000 children a year currently. Not someday when the courts rule. No, it's already been reviewed by the Supreme Court 4 times, and they, quite frankly, do not have the votes to strike it down, or they would have already. So we're saving more babies than any other law in the country. And it's done with a heartbeat bill in the state of Texas with civil penalties. And if you want to do it in your state, you can get a copy at our website, Faith2Action, or the shortcut, F2A.org. And I'm running, Pastor, because in light of what you've just said, we've got a lot of work to do, even on the life front, with these very, very deep blue states that I think are closer in color to black. But what we want to do is, and I don't mean that in a racist way, I mean that in a black hat versus white hat kind of way. And I think that what we need to do is understand that if we can end abortion, as we did for 9 out of 10 babies in the state of Texas, we can get our country back. God is famous for working through remnants. His specialty is working good from bad, beauty from ashes. I mean, we see the most bountiful harvest grown from manure. This is the God we serve. He's the God of resurrection power, and He told us to occupy until He comes. And we've been giving up the land to those who've been really running this country into the ground. There's one real strategy that I think Ronald Reagan spelled out best when it comes to fighting communism, the Marxism of today. He said the strategy very simply. He said, "We win, they lose." And that's what we need to take into Congress. We need to join together with other like-minded folks and basically tell them what they said in South Carolina, what they said in Arkansas, that if you want our vote on all these bills you care about, the budget, and all these bills that you think are the most important, then you bring our bill to a vote. And that includes a heartbeat bill that would be a federal heartbeat bill to protect every child whose heartbeat can be heard throughout the country. And that's what I'd like to do when I get there.
Absolutely. And, you know, Wendy and Jen, do you two know each other? I forgot. I took it for granted you knew each other.
I didn't catch your last name. I'm sorry.
Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs, and Jen Porter is from Faith to Action. She is one of the major sponsors or pushers, if you will, of the heartbeat bill. And we've been fighting that, you know, with tooth and nail from the day one. But, you know, we did make some other progress. The Deathocrats lose the battle to force Americans to fund abortions. The Hyde Amendment will be preserved. And so that's another good news that we have. But we've got to really join this battle. Look, things are happening very quickly in this country. America is standing in the shadow of a holy and a just, and she's in the hands of an angry God. And I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be pretty. We have to turn this nation back. We have an opportunity right now more than ever. You know, the Deathocrats are dropping out daily. 31 of them have dropped out. They see the handwriting on the wall. And they know that there's going to be a lot of things happening, like with this Fauci. Have you noticed that Fauci kind of disappeared? Well, word has it he's in a witness protection program, okay? I have not been able to verify that, but I know that there are many that want to charge him with genocide, him and Gates, too. Gates has got about five levels of protection around him as far as security goes. It'd be almost impossible to get a hold of him. But Fauci, they may have him. Now, if he is in a witness protection program, the only reason he'd be on there, if he's willing to turn over another Deathocrats, what do you think?
Maybe.
Well, it's anybody's guess. I'll tell you what, we do need to pray for this and to pray for justice because you say it's almost impossible. I know this. With God, all things are possible, and that includes instituting justice. Because that's one of the things we're praying for, that we will see justice brought, not only in all of these things related to COVID and the forced jabs and the bioweapons, all of it, but I believe we also need to make sure we investigate thoroughly and bring remedy to the voter fraud that took place. That needs to be done. And by the way, you mentioned good news. We have some other good news because you realize preserving the Hyde Amendment when you've got a Democrat House, Senate and White House is really a wonderful, miraculous thing. But we also saw another big victory this year, this last year, and that was H.R. 5. That was the so-called Equality Act that they had introduced that would basically bring the criminalization of Christianity. It's the title of a book I wrote back in 2005.
I remember we promoted it, yeah.
That's right. That was it. And there were people who said, oh, that's hyperbole. Oh, Jan, you're exaggerating. But every single thing I predicted in that book has come true. And that bill would have solidified the criminalization of Christianity, would have gone after pastors who preached out of the book of Romans or 1 Corinthians or really the Ten Commandments for that matter. And that's something that we stood against. And I asked the people would send those orange postcards. Remember that? We talked about that on the air.
I sure do. Yep.
Stop H.R. 5. We ended up sending Pastor 1.9 million of those orange postcards. So everybody in their office had at least 5 feet of these cards stacked up in their office. And we stopped that bill. I believe we played a major role in bringing that horrific bill that they wanted to pass so much that they put a pretty low number on it, H.R. 5. They expected it to go through. It did not. because the American people spoke up, and we were leading the charge on that front as well, to fight for liberty. This is the deal. You can hear a lot of slogans, you can hear a lot of different campaign promises, but what matters are not what people say. It matters what people do. And as you know, Pastor, we've been fighting for now close to 40 years, 35 years on these fronts. And you remember when we were back in the business, we thought all we could do was regulate abortion. You know, I passed a lot of work to pass a lot of those bills that are on the books right now, those laws like parental consent and the woman's right to know and the fetal homicide bill. And in fact, that we also lobbied to pass the nation's first ban on partial birth abortion. But at the end of the day, it didn't do enough. And that's when God gave me the idea now 12 years ago for the pro-life heartbeat bill. But if we can get this thing federally, then we can stop states like Maryland and New York and California and all of these baby-killing states in their tracks and say, no, America will be a nation that honors our children with legal protection if we can hear that baby's heartbeat. And as you know, technology is getting better and better, and we're going to hear that heartbeat even sooner and sooner. And as you know, that beats even before the woman knows she's pregnant at 18 to 21 days. But right now we can only technologically hear that child's heartbeat around 6 weeks, which means we save 9 out of 10 babies in Texas, and other states are now taking that model with the civil penalties, allowing any citizen to sue for $10,000 should that heartbeat law be violated. And that means that that we're going to shut them down, and that's what's happening. And so it's the worst of times, it's the best of times, and it seems to me that the book of Revelation is being played out, where we see the wheat and the tares are coming to maturity. Where you see, are you kidding me? We used to talk about this back in, you know, 15, 20 years ago. You remember that this could lead to infanticide, and people said, oh, that cannot be. And yet here we are. God help us. God help us, God forgive us, and God enable us to turn this around. We've got to right the ship, but we're not going to do it by business as usual. We're going to have to get some fighters in there. We're going to have to get some people who will know how to rally the troops to get a bill through. And as you know, we introduced the federal heartbeat bill back in 2017, and we had more sponsors on that thing than any other pro-life bill, 174 co-sponsors. So we're 44 votes away from passing the federal heartbeat bill in the U.S. House. That's where we were, and I believe that we can take that over the finish line. And if I'm elected, that's one of my first priorities, as you know, because that's been my priority for my entire life, and certainly in the last 12 years.
It certainly has. And don't forget, I was there in the very beginning with Dr. Jack, and when we made our mission statement, Jack and Barb Wilkie, and that's been almost 50 years ago. And
you know what? I just want to say thank you for that. And I still remember as a high school student, I was selling radio and I would meet with you and I don't know, we spent 10 minutes working on your radio ads and probably about 2 hours talking about the pro-life movement. And, you encouraged me greatly as I became president of Students for Life at Cleveland State University. And I said this the other day when I was on the air. I want to say it again. As long as I've known you, Pastor, you have always been on the cutting edge of what's happening before anybody knew what was happening. And that's, you know, you have some people that say, oh, they're fashion forward and they dress a way that's in a style that's coming. That doesn't really matter. What matters is knowing what's coming so we can prepare for it, so that we can fight back against evil and we can advance what is good. And you have always been there. You've always been on the right side of the issues, whether it's life, whether it's liberty, whether it's the family. And I just want to say, for all of these years, for all of those who have remained silent on the sidelines until the rest of us woke up, I want to say publicly thank you. And I also want to say to those who are listening, you didn't ask me to do this, but I'm just going to, because I know your program is very, very valuable. And if you were to give to What's Right, What's Left, that's very rich soil. It's soil that will yield a harvest as your radio audience is expanding. Every time I come on, you're on more and more stations. And I just want to say thank you, not only to you, Pastor Ernie, but to all those who are listening who've actually put their faith to action to write a check to keep you on the air. I know I have, but I know there's others that maybe we can just renew that and keep planting those seeds to yield a harvest of people who are not woke, but awakened. awaken to the truth as part of the great awakening to the salvation of Jesus Christ and to the truth and what it means to be salt and light in what has become increasingly a dark and decaying culture.
Amen to that. All of that, and all of those kind words right back to you, because you have been out there in the front, and I know it hasn't been easy for you, because I know that when you ran for Congress last time, you were attacked by the rhinos, and I could not believe the way that they, and this is why I'm so upset. I remember what Paul Ryan did to us, and I get so upset with these rhinos. I hate being betrayed. I just hate being betrayed constantly, and it seems like they're always ready to put it in between our shoulder blades, and we've got to get rid of the rhinos. And we
do, and if you want someone that's going to fight the rhinos, you know what? Select somebody who has already done it. I ran against the Senate president, and yeah, they spent $1 million shooting arrows, slander at me, hit pieces, and radio, television ads. But you want to know something? It was worth it. It was hard. It was not fun, but it was worth it, because we got to end abortion in these bills that are working their way up through the courts, and right now, as we've mentioned, in the state of Texas. And so let me just plug you one more time. If you want to come and hear more about what's happening, more about my race, which, by the way, it is District 13. It is all of Summit County, which and the northwest part of Stark County. So that's basically Akron and Canton and the surrounding areas. So that's where I'm going to be running, in an open seat. And I just encourage you to pray. You can check out my website at janetfolgerporter.com. A lot of people knew me as Folger. I've written many books as Folger, so we threw that in there for a bonus, janetfolgerporter.com. But come on Friday. I'll be speaking, as will David Barton. It's at the Weymouth Country Club, and it's at 7:30 in the morning, but I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it. We're going to have a full breakfast. We've got eggs. We've got potatoes. We've got bacon. We've got muffins and fruit. It's going to be a big spread and a lot of fun, and you're not going to want to miss it. There's still one more day to get your ticket purchased at faith2action.org, or the shortcut F2A.org. F2A.org. It's Friday, but you got to buy your ticket by tomorrow at 7:30 at the Weymouth Country Club in Medina. I look forward to seeing you there, and I think it's going to be something that you will not regret. In fact, I've got people that are driving from Michigan to come and be a part of this. I got a homeschool friend who says, my kids hear David Barton every morning in homeschool, talking about American history, talking about the role that God played in the founding of our country. And they couldn't stay away. They're driving, many, many hours to be here even that early. And I got a friend, who's driving, from other, there's other states that are coming too that are going to be a part of this. You're not going to want to miss it. It's Friday, March 11th. David Barton is our keynote speaker. It's at F2A.org is where you can get the tickets. And I hope to see you there.
God bless. There'll be a number of people from Doers of the Word, because they've been calling me and asking me what time it starts. So God bless you. 7:30?
7:30. Well, breakfast will be served at 8, but we're going to begin the program at 7:30. So, yes, yeah, it's going to be worth getting up early. If you come a little late, we'll still have breakfast for you. Don't you worry.
I got to get up early and make some phone calls tomorrow, because I told folks it was 11:30. I got confused. But I will. I'll get up and I'll undo that tomorrow. I know who all I called. All righty.
Well,
God bless you. I know. God bless you for all that you've done and all that you do. And I'm in that with you. I'm going to jump in with both feet to get you elected. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you again. All righty. God bless you.
All righty. All righty. We're bye-bye now. That's she's a sweetheart. I've known her since she was just a high school kid, and helped her get started and helped her get on the board of Ohio Right to Life. She was a real firecracker, real dynamic voice and speaker. And boy, I'm going to tell you, Wendy, when she would debate those pro-death women, she would tear them up one side and down the other. And so she was great, but she was betrayed by the rhinos, and that's why I get so angry when the rhinos, you know, when they betray us. I've been too many times. Well, what is up in Wendy's world tonight?
Oh, well, we got quite a few things we could talk about. I'll let you pick the topic. We can talk about the vaccine passports and who's behind all that and what it means. You may have covered some of that. And also, we have some new scientific research on your vaccines where modern medicine admits flu shots do cause the beginning and spread of the flu. So maybe you talk about that one.
Let's do that because we know who's behind the vaccine passports, but we'll do both. We got a whole program tonight, so take her away, young lady.
Well, you know, I was thinking about the evolution of virulent diseases the other day, and I was looking for articles on that from the scientific literature. Let me start with this quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. They published this December 4th, 2011, and they said, moreover, virus vaccines themselves can and have influenced the evolution of naturally occurring viruses. The sequences of vaccines as a force of selection will continue to unfold as new vaccines are created.
Yep.
So that's another way of saying your vaccine-created items are influencing more virulent strains of viruses. So scientists now at Penn State, Pastor, got the shock of their lives in some research they were conducting. They were just looking into the herpes virus, and what they found was that vaccines can cause harm. Do tell. This is from their July 27, 2015 report. They said the highly controversial theory that some vaccines could allow more virulent versions of viral diseases to emerge do put people and livestock at a greater risk of severe illness was shocking, end of quote. That's what they proved.
So
Penn State's research really is highlighting just how much truth on vaccines gets kind of buried or discredited to protect your vaccine market. So Penn scientists were never taught that the variants coming from the use of viral vaccines was instigated by the use of the vaccines initially. So the lack of important information getting to your physicians using vaccines is quite astonishing, Pastor. Pediatricians, they tend to read your pediatric journals, but they're not going to read journals on virology. And likewise, virologists will read the virology journals and not the pediatric journals. So as one European virologist said when she was traveling abroad to do some work, she had to bring forth her inoculation card to enter another country. And while she was away, she got chickenpox. And it just occurred to her, wait a minute, you know, my vaccination card says I was vaccinated against that. Why do I have chickenpox? Yeah.
Well, so, I mean,
you know,
see,
science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, here's the whole thing. Look, I mean, we've done program after program, and you are much more likely. But see, they lie. We can't. And here, the CDC just came out with a big report saying the reason they've been lying to people is because the unvaxxed people really wouldn't understand it. Or they might misunderstand. Mm-hmm. That's why they've been lying to us.
We're trying to protect the dumb people, right?
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they've known since the 70s, Pastor, your vaccines, especially those with the viruses, actually cause cancer, organ failure, cell death, immune system damage. They've known this. So here we have this report from the UN National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, and also a report from the WHO Bulletin, version 47, 1972, where they say virus vaccines cause immunopathology and implication for human disease. So here is the medical era admitting for the last 50 years they've known your virus vaccines in a series of can do the following. One, severely weaken the immune system with your first shot, and then inject live viruses with the second shot, which infects the host cells. And then the third shot, switch the immune system back on with squalene and nagalase to create a cytokine storm and extreme cell death, increasing mortality. So they know this. And it's referred in the secret circles of the vaccine industry as an immune complex disease, where it creates such conditions like leukemia, kidney disease, blood clots, antibody-mediated immunologic injury, autoimmune disorders, neurological conditions. They know this. And it is clear that the viral vaccines is really Big Pharma's biggest moneymaker by way of causing disease in patients who get them.
Absolutely. Here's what I have right now in front of me. You ready? Now, this is put out by Britain's Office for National Statistics, okay? And numbers don't lie. British children 52 times more likely to die after COVID shot. Let me read that again. Numbers don't lie. British children are 52 times more likely to die after a COVID shot. I talked to a fellow this morning who, because he knows that I've been down, and he called me, he's a friend, and asked me if I'd taken the bioweapon. I said, heck no. He said he had taken the first shot. He said he got the COVID so bad it almost killed him. And he said when they offered it, he was furious. He was so angry. But here's what the article says, Wendy. There's a massive difference in death rates among children vaccinated against the Wuhan coronavirus 19 and their unvaccinated counterparts in England. Britain's Office for National Stats released their age standardized data on mortality rates of individuals in five-year age sets, indicating that those who received the COVID-19 vaccines have suffered a death rate 54 times greater compared to the unvaccinated ones. Well, but you're not going to hear that on NBC, ABC, CBS, or Fox News either, are you?
No, well, it's interesting. You know, if I can find these journal articles, so can your pediatrician. So can your general practitioner. You know, it's not hard to find it. I mean, if you're looking for it, you'll find it. Let me read you, this is a December 2011 report, U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. They stated in a report regarding live virus vaccines the following. It is a double-edged sword on how to make or break a live attenuated virus vaccine. I thought that was an interesting term they used. Why did they use that term? And then what is even more interesting is how they describe a vaccine creation. They said this, the intersection of evolutionary biology and biomedicine is fascinating in its own right. Live attenuated viruses in our vaccines produce immunity, but no diseases. That's what they're saying. However, they go on, many live viruses can contribute to a reversion of virulence with what is called back mutation and changes in the host cell. Genetic bioengineering of a virus is supposed to deter back mutation, but we find is that viruses can create an empty niche that promotes an emergence of a new viral pathogen that we know very little about. You talk about Pandora's box, you know?
You're telling me.
So what I really find astonishing, though, is the scientists have this odd logic that the evolution is being done through their diverse applications of biotechnology and biomedicine, in which they consider it to be a general category of, they call, applied evolution. So they're forcing evolution of pathogens. See, evolution is supposed to be long and random. They're making it what, it's not really evolution. They're making these diseases and variants on purpose, but they want to call it applied evolution. So evolution, if you look at the definition of a natural evolution. It's a gradual process in which living things develop in diverse ways. Evolution done in a lab, provoked by science, is not natural evolution, Pastor. It's man-made evolution. Now, let me read you this. This is proof that flu shots start the flu when they roll them out in October. Remember, you know, regular flu shots, they'd start distributing them in October, okay? The Penn State research, we're back to them, reveals that when people start to get their flu shots in October, that they shed the flu virus off to others, spreading the flu, and it can also come down, they can come down with flu symptoms themselves. Here's a quote from their report that wound up in Polos Biology Journal. This was by Professor of Biotechnology Andrew Reed. He said, less than perfect vaccines create a, quote, leaky barrier against the virus. So vaccinated individuals sometimes do get sick, but typically with a less virulent symptom. Because the vaccinated individuals survive long enough to transmit the virus to others, the virus also is able to survive and spread throughout the population. Our research demonstrates that the use of leaky vaccines can promote the evolution of nastier, hot, viral strains that put everyone at greater risk. So he's talking about these vaccines, these flu shots. They're leaky, that's what he calls them. People shed the virus off to everybody else, starts the flu season, but they also have a more virulent version of the flu.
Well, if you were to hear the clip that I played, it's a clip with Klaus Schwab and these people from DeVos, and they're these scientists, and they're talking about how forget about this God that's above the sky, the clouds someplace. We have the clouds. We are now able to take over and completely destroy, completely control and decide what the human race is. And we will.
Yeah, they're wanting to recreate humanity into what they think it should be. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. And they're mocking God in the process of doing that.
They're killing people in the process.
They're killing people left and right and doing it. And see, in fact, I'm going to be preaching on that this Sunday. We're talking about here, like, and today, right now in Iraq, they're killing people with tanks and with bombs and with airplanes and with guns, and they're killing. But here in America, they're killing more people. They're killing many more people. They're killing them by abortion. They're killing them by euthanasia. They're killing them by, well, the drugs that you have out there. I mean, look, what do we do? 250,000 just on the one drug alone a year. You know, you have 500,000 people are dying in this country with all of the illegal drugs that are brought in here by Biden's drug cartels. And so so we're killing many, many more people here, you know, in the nursing homes and that, but it's a different kind of warfare. Our enemy is not the Russians. Our enemy is the Democratic Communist Party. That is the enemy that want to take away all of our freedoms, they want to take away our rights, and they want to eliminate, and they want to thin out our population.
Well, and what's really interesting is that their narcissistic, you know, thinking is they want you to volunteer to die. You know, they lie to you, and then you volunteer to get the poisonous poke, and then you die.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, you know, you've covered the basically the smart health cards and the state. You know that there are states working on their passport portals, and that's Oregon, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and West Virginia. You know that. And this is supposed to be a digital passport for those who have smart technology, and those that don't, it's a printed card. And, of course, you can go get your smart card at Walgreens, Walmart, Sam's Club, and other countries, even Canada, all the province of Canada have already adopted. This is not just a U.S. Portal system. This is a global one.
Okay. I know. We're up against it on a global basis. But you see, there's a resistance there, just like tonight they're fighting for freedoms in Ukraine. Canada, Canada's fighting. They haven't given up the fight. They're fighting for their freedom. We're seeing people in Australia fighting for their freedom. So there's a, and that's what I'm going to be preaching on this coming Sunday. But let me tell you, what Mr. Zelensky said was that he said that Obama Biden underestimated the people's love for freedom in the Ukraine. He underestimated how hard the people would fight for their freedom. And let me tell you, if he thinks he's done it in Ukraine, I can tell you he's really done it here in America, because we will fight.
Well, it's interesting that your smart health card, though, is a digital certificate, you know, proof of vaccination. It's been developed by the Vaccination Credential Initiative. Do you know about them?
No, but I bet you're going to tell me.
Yeah, this is your card is a digital credential proving an individual, you know, complied with the healthcare initiative. So the definition of credential is a document that details qualifying compliance or authority, and it's issued usually by a third party to a competent individual. So your portal program will be marking who is trustworthy and competent. Now, at present, there's a no charge for these credentials, and it's still voluntary. It's not mandatory. But I was asking, who is on the board of the Vaccination Credential Initiative that's launched this thing? Well, it's an organization, and there are several entities on the board, and these all have deep pockets. There's the Mayo Clinic, Maitre Corporation, Microsoft, the Commons Project Foundation, Evernorth, Karen Alliance, U.S. San Diego Health, and Apple. Now, Evernorth is a organization that kind of sprang out and is run by executives that used to work for Bill Gates. Okay, so when you look at any of these organizations and alliances, you know, they got different names. They pretty much have all the same players that are involved in them. So what you have, according to Big County News, this is what they reported in January 2021. They said what you have is a coalition of big technology and healthcare companies, including Microsoft and Salesforce, pushing the COVID vaccination passport by forming a group called the Vaccine Credential Initiative. So that's who's backing it, and that's who's behind it. And Bill Gates, don't forget, has that trust score software that's kind of similar to social score in China, so that your smart card probably would be linking to that soon, which would also have influence over your financial sector.
Well, Wendy, we're going to be in a battle. The church, the body of Jesus Christ, is going to be in all-out warfare, and it's going to get worse until the Lord comes back. Because again, we're at the time right now when we see exactly what God's word, the Bible said, was coming this way in the days of sorrows. It's here now. But now our job, God has given us the charge. Here's what we have to do. He's given us three missions very clearly. Doesn't stutter on any of those missions. We are number one, the Great Commission. First and foremost, the Great Commission. Number two, resistance to tyranny. And I mean complete and total resistance to tyranny is always obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience to God. And number three, he tells us to hold to the traditions of the apostles, stand fast, and give up no ground. So there you go. That's our marching orders. So it's going to be an exciting life until the Lord comes back.
Yeah, it is. I was talking with Pastor Butch. You know Pastor Butch Paul, right?
Oh, yeah. Butch and I are old buddies for a long, long time.
Yeah, he was co-hosting, filling in for Melanie Cederstrom on her show, Financial Survival, and I do a little 15, 20-minute health segment every Wednesday, and I was explaining what I just went over with you, and there was this big sigh that came out of Pastor Butch, and I said, "Oh, Pastor Butch, I heard you sigh." I said, "I know this is a weighty mark of the beast system that's being developed, and it is weighty. This is what wears out the saints, you know.
Yeah.
So, but you gotta know it's coming. And you need to prepare. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, we need. There's things too happening. Like right now, I was listening to a group of farmers, and I wanted to play what they had to say, except for. You know, some of them weren't smart enough not to use foul language, you know, and that really aggravates me, because sometimes there's some very, very good clips, and this isn't just by men. Sometimes the women are some of the worst abusers, where they would have a very good clip to get information out, but they have to go and use curse words, words that are offensive, and that keeps it. And if any of you folks are out there listening to it, patriots are not supposed to be stupid, and patriots are not supposed to have foul mouths, okay? The Bible says it's a sin to curse. Do you hear me? So, anyhow, but they were talking about how they were being told by the government not to grow any crops, in fact, even get rid of the crops that they have. There's going to be a food shortage. It started purposely. It's being started purposely by the Democratic Communist Party. And so you're going to be a shortage of food. People really need to stock up on food and good, clean drinking water. Also, you have a sale taking place right now. And boy, I'm going to tell you, one of the things they're going to need is medicine, the kind of medicine that God has made for us, what God has given us, okay? That's what I take. That's what I'm taking. I mean, we've had some tough times, but that's all I take. And so tell the folks about your sale.
Sure. We have our spring sale. I know it's not officially spring yet for another week or so, but we couldn't wait. So we're having a spring sale. It runs through the 27th of this month, and it's 30% off orders of $65 or more. It is restricted to the products that we manufacture, so some of the items that we don't make that we offer they're not included in the sale. But it is a coupon driven, so if you're ordering over the phone, use the coupon code POLKADOT. If you're on the website, it's on the homepage, and you can cut and paste that code. So thepowerherbs.com, if you're on the website, thepowerherbs, and also if you're calling in, if you don't do internet, it's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. You can also write polka dots on your order form and mail in if you want to do that. Also, we have a new look coming to the website soon, so we're going to launch that. And our newsletters also have a new mail server, so they got a new facelift list. If you're on the newsletter list, it's a new facelift there.
All right. You know, that sometimes that really aggravates me when people like I get these articles or these flyers people are sending to me, asking me a nice letter, asking me if I would order this. But instead of giving a phone number to call, they give a website to go to, this and that. And, you know, I just toss it. I want a human being to answer the telephone, okay? And then I'll ask them. That's right. And sometimes I'll ask them, too. Right now, am I talking to a live human being or not, okay?
Well, so, I'm with you on that. Those phone trees are aggravating, and especially if you're calling in for some sort of support and it's not in America. That's aggravating, too.
You're not kidding. Yeah, I get those all the time. Well, we're coming up to a hard break. Hang tight. We will be back after this hard break. We got a whole lot more to take you tonight, so don't go away. More to come from Miss Wendy and me. Bye-bye.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.